And what I want to go over today are some, I guess a good way to put it is red flags that indicate that someone is unsaved. These are doctrines that if people were to indicate they don't believe them, then that shows that they're unsaved. And I'd say a good reason for going over these is because a lot of times we may have friends or family that we may assume that are saved. You know, they may call themselves Baptist or, you know, say they believe that the gospel's free or something. But if you were to find out that they don't believe any of these points I'm going to go over, the Bible indicates that that means that they're unsaved if they don't believe these certain things. So that's why it's important to know these things and find out if they believe them or not. But I'm just going to dive right into it. Number one, and some of these are kind of obvious, but number one, if they deny the deity of Christ, that indicates that they're not saved. You're there in John 8, look at verse 24. It said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And right here he's referring to his deity and stressing the importance of believing that. You need to believe that. You know, if you deny that, then you're really not believing in Jesus Christ. You know, you're not believing the record. But secondly, if they deny in any way that salvation is simply through faith by calling on the Lord Jesus, you know, if they indicate, and this one's obviously another basic one as well, but if they show you that they don't believe that it's just faith and calling upon the name of the Lord, then they're not saved. And you can tell yourself all day long that, oh, well, I got them saved years ago. But if they come to church and they're like, oh, it's works, you know, they never had the witness inside of them. 1 John 5, you can actually go ahead and turn over there, 1 John 5, if you do have your Bible. 1 John 5 tells us that if you truly have the witness inside of you, if you truly have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you will believe the record of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go into number three. This kind of connects to number two, but if they deny calling upon the name of the Lord, then that means that they are unsaved. And that's another reason why we don't count someone if they don't pray, is because they have to pray. And if they think that they don't have to call upon the name of the Lord, then that indicates that they never got it, they never understood it, and they never actually got saved. Good verse for that. I'll go ahead and hold your place there in 1 John 5, but I'll go ahead and read the verse that proves that. Jesus said in John 4:10, he said, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked, and he would have given thee living water. So, again, you know, this has happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to many of you. You get somebody saved, you think you got them saved, but then you find out later they believe wrong on the gospel, or they don't really believe in the deity of Christ, or any of the following that I'm about to go over. That just shows that they didn't get it. These are good things that you can know whether or not they got it on. But you're there in 1 John 5, look at verse 10. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And then notice this verse, it says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So if you deny the record at any point that it mentioned, that means you're lost. And the fourth point I'm going to go over is if they deny eternal life. So if you, let's say, again, you thought you got them saved, but later they're like, well, you can lose it. I think you can lose it. If you don't follow the commandments, if you don't change your life, then you could lose it. That shows they never got it. That shows they're unsaved. Or if you have family members or something, and they're Baptist. You know, my family's Baptist, but I know they're lost. But let's say they call themselves Baptist. They follow all the Baptist doctrines and stuff. But let's say they're General Baptists, and they think you can give up your salvation. You know, that's denying eternal life. They're not saved. You know, they're Baptist and everything, but it doesn't matter. They're denying these doctrines, which shows they don't believe the record that God hath given us. Fourthly, if they deny that Jesus is the Messiah, you can turn over to John 1. If they deny that Jesus is the Messiah, then they're not saved. Sam Gibb's a good example of that, right? He says, Jesus is not my Messiah. That's what he said. John 1:41 says, he first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Other scriptures, you know, obviously call it Jesus Christ, you know, of course. So when people like Sam Gipt, who's an independent fundamental Baptist, right, King James only, the nine yards, says that Jesus is not my Messiah, that's a red flag. He's not saved, you know. And of course, he did not. I think he teaches repent of your sins as well. But even if he were to say he's right on the gospel, and he's sitting there saying that Jesus is not his Messiah, that's a red flag. You know, you shouldn't be thinking that he is a saved individual for that reason. But there's obviously more points I could go over, but those are just some highlights I just wanted to cover this morning. Again, these are good for good red flags to watch out for. For instance, if you got somebody saved and they come to church, if you were to see this later come out of them, it shows they never got it. Or if you have family members that say they're Baptist, say they believe the gospel, but then later you find out these things that they believe, that just shows they're not saved. And you need to take this and take the opportunity to go to them and try to talk to them about it. Try to give them the gospel. Try to get them saved. You know, if you know they're lost, don't just, you know, keep slacking on that and waiting. You know, your family, your friends, you know, you love them. You want to get them saved when you can, you know, before it's too late. So let's pray real quick, and then Brother Oliver will come up. Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to go soul winning. I pray that you would fill us with your spirit and help us be bold and not nervous as we speak to people at the door. And keep us safe today, and help us to be very fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen.